Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
About my time on earth to find the truth that you love me, that you wanna live with me and be happy as can be, but that
that was I Want You from the Dove Knight Matter Part 2. The Part 2 of the hits. They are out for you to enjoy. I want to bring up another issue. I have brought up an issue regarding access to my songs, etc. My songs are there for you. They really are. People, I mentioned in a previous podcast that people have near me have made up stories that, or said I signed my songs away, or etc. That's not true. Please contact me at DoveKneesLove22. It came to my attention again that not only were there false allegations about me signing my songs away, there were also people who were saying that they were telling people in the industry that I wasn't well, I had a caseworker, social worker, conservatorship, etc. That is a lie. I'm too high functioning and too in control of my life to be in that situation. I don't like talking about these situations. I like to be positive. Again, as I repeat, in order to be positive, I have to eradicate the negativity by bringing out things that are necessary. So that's my important message, is to be positive, love, but tell it like it is. If anything comes up, bring it out so people can know what the truth is. Because I'm a lovable guy, but I'm also has a wisdom and audacity to tell the truth for the sake of being positive and truthful. I never had anyone control my music or anything. I never had no social worker or conservatorship in charge of my music. That is a crock. That's a lie. I apologize for using that language, but it really was very... I cannot believe what these people around me were saying. But it's the reverse psychology method, too, of them wanting me to bring it out because they want me not to make it an industry and to make you guys think I'm crazy or troubled, and I'm not. I am very lovable. Very lovable. You heard my song, I Want You? That's the kind of person I am. The point that I'm trying to make is that I am a ASCAP BMI songwriter for many years. I cherish my songwriting, and I respect other people's artistry and their creations, the ownership of their creations, enough to know that every artist should be respected, but in particular me. I will never, ever be in a situation of conservatorship or social worker or have anyone control my music. Because I thought that was just really ridiculous for these individuals to say that. If you haven't heard anything, just disregard this because I just want to bring it out anyway because I'm an independent person, an artist who have made music and who's definitely aware of the ownership situation. Unfortunately, as I mentioned in the previous broadcast, because of these individuals and because of them saying these things and because they want me, you know, to bring it up in a way to undermine my potential, I'm bringing it up anyway because I'm positive and truthful. It's in order for me not to bring it up again. I am in charge of my songwriting. I have no one else in charge. I did not sign anything away. If there's any documents or anything that's been out there showing that I signed anything away, that is not true. Unfortunately, I live near individuals who do not only respect my boundaries, but also are antisocial enough to want to take something that don't belong to them, which is my music. Unfortunately, because of these situations, I had to publish and copyright every song that I made, including songs I made on my keyboard, because it was to assure that I have the songs legally. Now, anyone can work with me or deal with me with my songs. They just have to deal with me directly. And that is what it is all about, direct. And I don't mean to say anything to disturb anything, because it's all about being positive and truthful. It's all about telling it like it is. And that's the way it is going to be. I have respect for you, because all the songs that I made are for you. You can listen to it on Spotify for free and Deezer. It is there. But I am a professional singer-songwriter with aspirations to be in the music industry. But at the same time, I would like to say I apologize for any inconvenience in this matter. But the Dub Night matter is there for you. The Dub Night Matter Part 2 hits is there for you. Because I'm always going to be there for you. It's about, you know, the romantic love as well as the overcoming adversity. It's called Romantic Defiance. And that's what we would call the Dub Night Matter Part 2. My songwriting is a mixture of those both, of that combination, romantic defiance, fall in love, but at the same time, speak out about overcoming obstacles. And those were the tug of war that I found myself in when I wrote these songs. You can hear it, but the message, overall message, is positivity and respect for you. And me, because that's what it's all about, respect for you and me, and that's why we need to bring each other together. And a way to do it is for me to be honest and tell the truth. Mutual respect is the most important tool, and mutual honesty is the key. And if anyone wants to talk to me or ask me anything about my music, they can do it directly. And I am open. Here's another song that I would like you to listen to. It is...
Forever.
time is part of that romance. That romance, forever on through time. And it was a joy to talk to you today. I will be on, and again, please keep an open mind. And I apologize if there's any problems with what I say. I just wanted to be truthful to you because you're my fans. And I'm singing for you, my music for you, really. And the reason why I say that is, may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine's come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all, no matter where you are and where you come from, and no matter what religion you believe in, because we're all God's children. Good day, good night, from Dove Night.